So as you know, we've been spending a few weeks looking at how do we, as a congregation, do life together. And we've been doing that with music and to kind of help us on our way, right? And last week, we heard about a song that was a flop in a movie soundtrack, but was re-recorded and became a hit. And if you weren't here, it was "That's What Friends Are For." And we talked a little bit about the value of Christ-centered community. And I thought the words to the song really express what we're about and really what Jesus is about in good times and bad times. "I'll be on your side forevermore, because that's what friends are for." And I told you that I could imagine Jesus singing this to us as we sing it to one another. So as we follow Jesus, he will never leave us high and dry. I mean, that is the good news. And so that was last week. We moved this week, and we're about to kind of reverse the way things happened. This week, we're going to hear a song that was a hit when it was released, but then it was re-recorded for a movie soundtrack, and it wasn't nearly as popular. So a little bit different. Now, I know I'm not going to talk much about the movie itself, because I tried that last week, and some people like the movie I panned. Hey, I'm sorry. It's a no-judgment zone, Cindy. It's no judgment at all. We're everybody's welcome here, even with your movie choices. It's all good, okay? So with that, before I tell you the song, this is the movie it was re-recorded for, and I actually have not seen this movie. And I know some of you will gasp when I tell you I've not seen this movie. It is about the Olympics. Matter of fact, it's about the 1988 Olympics, and specifically the Jamaican bobsled team. The movie is Cool Runnings. I can't make a judgment call. I haven't seen it, so is it a good movie? Okay, there we go. So it's not so bad. So this movie is all about this Jamaican bobsled team. They've never been in the Olympics, in the Winter Olympics. They enter. They're not very good. They try their best. It's a, you know, from what I hear, it's a heart-wrenching, you know, feel-good movie. They don't medal. You know, that's why it's the Rocky on Ice, because if you saw the original Rocky, Rocky doesn't win. They don't win. They crash. I guess what happens is they don't give up. They pick up their bobsled and cross the finish line. Everybody's a winner in the end. They go home. They receive a hero's welcome back in Jamaica, and all is good. Now, the song that was in this movie the movie was 1993, but this song was first released in 1972. When it was released in 1972, it was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. The album went certified gold. Not so much the time it was on this soundtrack. Now, the song was sung by a guy by the name of Johnny Nash. And you may not have heard of Johnny Nash, but he might be categorized in the same world as many musical artists, what we would call a one-hit wonder. And you may not know who he is, but I'm pretty sure you know the song.
Shiny day. Look around, there's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue skies. Oh, 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 oh. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
You know the song, right? Yeah, most people know that song. If you've seen a Claritin commercial, you know the song. That's how it works today. But the words go, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. And that is what happens when we as Christians engage in activities to grow our faith, to strengthen our relationship with Jesus. And when we do that, things will appear clearer in our lives. Now, here's the thing, is that spiritual growth doesn't just happen. It's not like, oh, I'm going to get serious about my faith, and all of a sudden Jesus shows up and tops off the spiritual growth tank like we're going to the gas station to fill our gas tanks. You don't grow spiritually the way I can look at a donut and gain weight. It doesn't happen like that. If you want to grow spiritually, it means taking intentional steps to know God better. Now, this has nothing to do with the God side of this relationship, mind you, because Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. He doesn't need to get to know you any better. There isn't anything more for him to learn about you because he's God. This is about how well do we know Jesus. Matter of fact, once Jesus was talking about God's care and provision, and he used these words as an illustration about how well God knows us, he says, even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That's how well God knows us, which is pretty well, I have to say. Jesus knows the good, the bad, and the ugly in our lives. Like I said, this isn't about God getting to know us. God knows us. Spiritual growth is how we get to know Jesus just a little bit better and how we respond to the fact that he loves us in spite of the fact that there are times that we are not the most charitable in the things we say and do. I mean, we are loved even though there are times that we are really grumpy and short-tempered with others. So just remember that this isn't about God getting to know us better. This is about us getting to know him. Now, there's good news and bad news with this. And the bad news is, even if you engage in spiritual growth, God won't love you any more than he loves you right now. That's how good God is. It's not about, well, the more I know God, the more he loves. It's not about that anymore. He can't possibly love you any more. But the good news is, if you come to a place to get to know Jesus better, you will see the world, your life, the events of things happening through the eyes of Jesus. And what many people call that is called developing a biblical worldview. And it is the ability to apply your faith, your relationship with Jesus in all aspects of your life as opposed to just Sunday morning. I mean, at home, at work, as we watch the news, and even at the ballot box. A fully formed faith, which is what we're talking about, is a connection with Jesus, will see and interpret the world around them through the eyes of God's love. Imagine that. Now, remember what we heard earlier today when Terry read to us. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus says that. So we have to stay close if we want to see things differently. Now, I mentioned this last year, and because it's been a year, I figured it's okay to repeat myself. Because if I don't say that, some of you go, I remember that last year, and he's just using his old sermons. I'm just going to use a small part. But I figure it's been a year. Maybe you forgot. So I'm footnoting myself, okay? I'm just footnoting myself. I said this last year when I talked about spiritual growth at this time. And this is what I said. Spiritual growth is not about memorizing Bible passages to impress your friends and scare the atheists in your life. It's not about that. It's not about forming a theology that transforms Christianity into a bunch of rules or laws that people must follow whether they believe in Jesus or not. I will just tell you, the kooky side of Christianity wants to legislate Christianity upon everybody else. That's not what this is. That is not spiritual growth. That's more law-based than it is anything. And you can't legislate that stuff. But people want to do that, and then they say, well, if you don't follow, well, you will either burn or freeze in eternity, depending upon your definition and pictures of hell. Spiritual growth is not about knowing enough to get to heaven, because I will tell you this morning, there is no entrance exam. This is what St. Paul, Pastor Paul, said about getting spiritually smart. This might spark your memory. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. I only use the King James Version once a year, and this is it right here. But I love that. Knowledge puffeth up. That's right. When you think you're smart, it makes you proud. It makes you self-righteous. It will swell your ego like a puffer fish. No good. But charity, which, by the way, is love. Love builds up. That's what edifieth means. Love builds up. But here's the deal. The word build up or edifieth also can mean repair. Now, if you weren't here last week, when I was talking about Christ-centered community, we read from the book of Galatians, one of Pastor Paul's letters, and in that kind of first five verses of chapter 5, one of the things that Paul says is that when someone's caught in a sin, restore them gently. And that word restore can also be used or translated as mending, like you're sewing something back together, or repair. So here we are again in the same place talking about a different core value, and we see that also one of the purposes of spiritual growth is to build each other up and to repair places where relationships have been torn apart. Maybe it's circumstance, maybe it's a bad decision. But spiritual growth isn't about getting smarter or having better morals than somebody else. This once again comes back to how do we love one another? And the spiritually mature person loves the way Jesus loves us. Now, I keep talking about love not because it's the focus this year in our theme verse, but because God is love. So even spiritual growth is about how we grow in love, and that should affect everything else in our lives. Now, earlier this week, I was talking to Brett. I had a conversation with Brett. And I was telling, because he wasn't going to be here, right? He's not here. And I was telling, he wanted to know what we were singing. He wanted to know the theme of the, he just wanted a sneak preview. So I was talking about spiritual growth with Brett, and I was telling him about the lyrics of the song. He knew the song, and he said to me, after hearing, oh, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my... He said, oh, so spiritual growth... This is Brett's words. I got to give him credit. He said, oh, spiritual growth is about clarity and confidence. And I was like, yeah, I'm stealing that. I want to share that with you. So tell him I did. Yeah, he'd be mortified. Yeah, he's an introvert, so he's probably glad he's not here. So... clarity and confidence. I mean, that is totally it. Growing in relationship with Jesus will allow you to face life with more clarity and confidence than before. I mean, as you know, it's been raining the past few days. It started raining when service began. I actually fully anticipate a longer drive home today because of the rain. And as you know, it always takes longer to get somewhere when it's raining because there's water on the road, visibility is limited, you're less sure of road conditions. Now that reminds me of spiritual growth, because as we grow closer to the source of all love, Jesus, it allows us to see more clearly, like we're turning the windshield wipers on. We have the ability to make sense where we didn't before. But here's the deal with the song. There's some of this I agree with and some of it I don't. And this is the part where I don't agree with all of this song as it relates to our faith. Unlike the song, we will never see all the obstacles. There are times when life goes over the proverbial cliff. It just does. Health emergencies, the sudden passing of someone you love, somebody else that you know gets hurt, gets hurt for some reason or hurts themselves, and you never see it coming. Sometimes you can't anticipate the big stuff. But here's what I do want you to know. If you spend time cultivating your faith in the humdrum, low-drama times of your life, you will be better equipped to handle life when a crisis comes. Doesn't mean everything's going to be cheery and nice, but you will be better equipped if you take the time when life is kind of routine and kind of normal, whatever that means, so that when crisis and a big obstacle comes, you'll be better equipped to handle it. But here's the other thing I want to tell you is that sometimes when life does go off the cliff and you have been spending your time nurturing your faith, you will notice that there is always a lifeline, a rope ladder, if you will. And that person who is throwing that lifeline down is smarter than you, but that's not why they're there. Jesus is there in the crisis moments of our life because he loves you more than he loves himself. So spiritual maturity is all about the ability to sense the presence of God in the worst moments of your life. If that's not incentive enough to carve out a little time to grow your faith, I don't know what is. Now, back to the song and the obstacles. There are times when there's potholes. Not big things, but there are some obstacles. Smaller things. And when we grow in faith and develop a worldview in which Jesus is intimately involved, we're going to see those smaller obstacles with clarity and with confidence. Those potholes of life, and to be able to work around them. You can't stop them from happening, but you'll see them, and you'll know how to deal with them. Now, I've been telling you that all of our core values, which you see on the bulletin every Sunday, they're on the bottom of our theme verse banner, they're everywhere, they're on our website. Each one of those really corresponds to a church season. And when I was thinking about spiritual growth, I started thinking about Lent, that time before Easter, where we tell and encourage people for deeper introspection, greater spiritual discipline. Some people give up stuff. Some people add stuff in. Some people pick up a devotional and read. Some people come to Wednesday night midweek service. There's a whole bunch of stuff. But it made me think that that core value really corresponds to the passion of Lent, the purple of Lent, to make extra time to grow our faith. And like I said, there's many ways to do that. The question is, will you carve out some of your time to incorporate just one? Someone once said this, "Be wise in your use of time. The question of life is not how much time have we. The question is, what shall we do with it?" You can always find things to fill your time. It's just like money. When you have extra money, you can always find something to spend money on. But sometimes maybe we need to direct our time, carve out time to grow in faith, to grow in love, and then actually share that love. That's a part of spiritual growth too, is not only developing a worldview and understanding the love that Jesus has for you, which kind of taints everything else in your life, but then it comes to the point where we start to share it with others, and you will discover as you grow in faith and that you treat others the way Jesus has so graciously treated you, that when you share that love, you actually have the ability to give somebody a bright, bright, sunshiny day. And while you're doing that, Jesus is close by, doing the same for you, bringing joy. Because joy isn't happiness. You can have joy irregardless of the circumstances going on around you. So with that, we got to pause. We'll pick up another core value next Sunday. We're going to work through these and a new song. But until then, I say to be continued and amen.
Bring this. You want to get the flowers.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the rain is gone. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Look all around, there's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.